Revelation chapter 21. For a couple of weeks, God has hit my heart in other ways. But I had continued to ponder and study on this chapter. And the Lord blessed my heart this week just thinking about it. We have tried to emphasize in our studies about what God has promised about heaven. Talked about how God would make all things new. Talked about how John saw the new heaven coming down from God out of heaven. Talked about John saying that there would be no more sickness or sin, and no more sorrows, no more death. God would wipe that all away, and they would be no more. I realize it would be hard to imagine just how John failed as God was unfolding all of these things that he was seeing. John on the Isle of Patmos, just a little island about 8 miles long, 6 miles wide. And John, surrounded by water, separated from his family and friends, separated there from those he loved. John has the glories of heaven revealed unto him. He was given instruction by the Lord to write it all down. And I am so thankful he did. I'm glad that he wrote what God was showing him, what the Lord gave to him by his pen. We have it today. It is the most detailed picture of heaven that we have in scriptures. How encouraging it is. These things, how encouraging must have been the job. How encouraging must have been to those that read those letters. But I say now, you and I are encouraged by these things, giving us a real, lasting hope in God. Paul wrote to the church at Corinth. And just bear with me a little bit. I may get to the scriptures and I may not. I sat down in my study on Friday morning And it was like heaven came down. And God began to bless my heart. And I tried to write it down. I tried to put what He gave me. And He said, I want you to share this. And I'm going to try. I'm going to try. Paul wrote to the church in Corinth. And he said in 1 Corinthians 15 and 19, if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are all men most miserable. Paul was saying, if this life is all that we have hope in, then for so many of our hearts, life and hope would be tainted with heartache, sickness, frustration and burdens, trials and difficulties, and more. That isn't to say that life doesn't have its blessings. Oh, it does, and I'm so thankful for that. But it does tell us there is hope beyond this life. Hope beyond what this world holds for us. Our hope is an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast. Somebody said, our anchor is a firm anchor, holding our ship amid the billows of our stormy lives. Thank God we have hope as an anchor of our soul. There are times things happen in life that shake us to our very core. But I am so thankful God has given us the anchor of the hope. Because of Jesus' death, burial, resurrection, ascension back to heaven, God has given us a sure hope. I thank God there's coming a day that we'll lay it all down and leave it. I thank God there's coming a day that we'll lay aside these old bodies that are burdened and which groan within, and we'll exchange it all for a glorified body. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15, he said, the trump shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall all be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. Thank God there's coming a day we'll live in a perfect environment with bodies that'll never grow old, never decay, never know sickness, never experience sorrow, and never hurt again. Oh, I thank God there'll be no more doctors to see. There'll be no more treatments to endure. There'll be no more surgeries to face. There'll be no more disappointing news to hear. And there'll be no more hurting hearts in that day. Paul said in Philippians 3:20-21, he said, "For our conversation is in heaven." That word conversation means our citizenship, our community is in heaven. He said, "From whence we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it might be fashioned like unto His glorious body, according to the working whereby He is able to subdue all things." Paul is saying, that's home. This isn't our home. We are here for just a little while. We are here for just a little time. But thank God we've got a home that is waiting on the other side. We long and desire for His return. We look to the day that He'll transform these bodies and give us a glorified body. I ask you today, don't you get tired of this old world? Don't you get weary of it all? Don't you get beat down and wore down? Seeing and hearing and feeling sickness in this old world. Deep within our heart, there's a yearning. There's a groaning. Paul said that in Romans 8:23-25. He said, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption to win the redemption of the body. For we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, what doeth he yet hope for? But we hope for that we see not. Then do we with patience wait for it. Paul said we just keep waiting. So we crawl deep within. There is an ache. There's an ache down deep in the soul that longs for this old world to be gone and we be home. Had somebody say to me the other day, I received a card. I'll not call a name, but I got a card, and they were talking about a lot of things. At the end, they said, you know, when I was young, I wanted the Lord to come later on. But said, now, I wish He'd just come on. I want to tell you, I believe that's beginning to be more and more of the ache of the child of God. Our world has gotten so wicked, so corrupt. There's no hope in our economy. There's no hope in our government. But thank God there's a hope found in the Lord Jesus Christ. I am so thankful. Paul said there is something far better than this. Far better than this old world. Far better than all this world has to offer us. Fanny Crosby wrote a lot of poems that have become great hymns that we sing. Fanny, at only 6 weeks old, got a cold. The doctor has the infection got in her eyes. The doctor put a mustard poultice on her eyes, but it damaged her optic nerve and left her blind for the rest of her life. But through all that she faced, she wrote the words, "Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Here is salvation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit, lost in His love." I want to tell you, He gives us just a little foretaste down here. But oh, what's it going to be when we get home? When we see Him face to face? When I can bow at His feet and say, "Worthy, worthy, worthy is the Lamb." What a day that's going to be. I said Fanny was blind for all the rest of her life. But she later said this, "When I get to heaven, the first face that'll gladden my sight will be my Savior." She put that in a poem later. It is the song now, "My Savior, first of all. I will know Him one day when I see Him face to face." What a day that's going to be. I sat in my study, and the Lord began to just touch my heart. And I had to say, "Thank God, the day I've got home." In the midst of sickness and sorrows and heartaches, thank God I've got a hope that's real. Beyond this world, something that one day will be reality. I'm looking for the Lord to come. I know we've got folk dealing with cancers and treatments and all of those things, surgeries and all that's involved. Thank God. One day we'll leave that all behind. And I'm looking for Him to come. Brother Kevin, He may come before you take your first treatment. Brother Henry, He may come before you face a treatment. Before Harry has another one, I believe Jesus could come. And wouldn't that be wonderful for Him just to come, take us out of this old world? I was going to preach. I don't think I'm going to get there today. But I was just going to try to preach on, oh, what a city. Oh, what a city that's waving us over there. Eyes have not seen, and ears have never heard all that God has waiting over there. Our minds take in a little bit, but I believe we've never heard it all. And those who had vision never saw it all. But thank God one day, just as sure as I'm standing where I stand, faith will end inside. and home will be real for us. What a day, what a time that's going to be in heaven. I don't know why the Lord wanted me to share that. I don't know why had He put it on my heart like He did. Maybe it's just for me. But in my study, Friday morning it got real. God reached to my heart, and I thank God for that. I thank God we have a home. I thank God it isn't this world, but we've got a better place to go. One of these days, we'll say goodbye. All of these problems, all of these troubles, all of these trials. Wouldn't it be a sad day if this was all we had? All we could face was troubles and trials and sickness and heartaches. But thank God there's a better day. I say all this to say keep pressing on. Keep pressing home. We're not home yet. We're a pilgrim. But we're going to get there one day after a while. I thank God. That's my heart. That's what I want to give you. Brother Kevin, if you would give us a song. There may be a need in a heart, maybe somebody's heart. You're burning today. So deep within. And the Lord just wanted to encourage it. But maybe you need to bow in an altar of prayer and say, God, would you help me? Not to be discouraged, but to just be encouraged because my hope's real in you. Help me to trust you and press on for your glory. One day we'll get home. One day we'll get home. Let's stand our feet. Amen. 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 Amen.